Shalom Aleichem, Abiyah 15613, we welcome you to Tikten Fit Talmud. Bechoros Lamed Dalet, Bechoros 34a, pagination is 67. Let's start from the first line, and then we will skip to the bottom where there's a new Mishnah. The concept that we're dealing with is a firstborn male kosher animal in our time, upon which in the domesticated type of animals, there's going to be Kedushas Bechor, the sanctity of Bechor. It's supposed to be brought as a korban in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, given to the Kohen. In our time, there's no Beis HaMikdash, so we're waiting for a mum, a blemish, and once it's invalidated as a potential korban, it's able to be shecht and its meat is used. There's therefore a strong interest for an owner to get a blemish to occur. And this is forbidden. Pasuk says, "Komum lo yihyebo," no blemish should occur to it. And we're not allowed to take that initiative to either make a blemish or cause a blemish to be made. Even though, as we discussed in a previous session, this job of maintaining safety and place for this animal as it grows older and older without a mum is imposing. But you're not allowed to make a mum. The Gemara entertains the following case. Minayin shelo yavi devela ubatzek. A person is not allowed to take a pressed fig or dough, fianicheno al ha'ozen, and put it on the ear of this animal, kidei sheyavo kelev v'yochleno, with the hope that a dog will come and eat it and do a sloppy job and cause a damage, a nick, in the ear of the animal, and thus rendering it unfit for the Beis HaMikdash. Considering blemishes that could occur, I guess that was conceivably considered a tame type of blemish, and that's something that a person would consider doing. The animal will still live. Talmud Lomar, kol mum, echad mum ve'echad kol mum, you're not allowed to do such an act, bringing upon it a blemish. Let's skip to the bottom three lines up. Hatsorim ozen bebechor, a person who purposely makes a nick in the ear of the firstborn animal, a surgical procedure. He does it meticulously, just enough to make a mum that it should be blemished, that it can't make it to the Beis HaMikdash. Hareza lo yishchot olamis divi Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says it's so serious that you can never shecht that animal. We impose upon it very strict sanctions because of what he did. V'chachamim omrim, the chachamim say, nolad b'mum acher yishchot olav. Indeed, based on this mum, we don't let him shecht it. But if another mum would in fact occur, if he continues to care for it in the normal way, and another mum develops, then we would let him shecht the animal based on the second mum. Let's skip to Amud Beis, and a third of the way up on the page, in the beginning of the line, you'll see the words "mai teiku," and then we begin with a question. Ba'u minei Rabbi Yirmiya me Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiya asked Rabbi Zeira, Tzorim ozen bebechor umeis. A person did this surgical procedure in the ear of a bechor, and then he, the owner, died. Ma'u liknos b'no acharav, do we include this sanction as applying to the child who inherits the animal as well? And the Gemara raises a number of other examples where this concept could exist. Im timtza lomar, we should consider, mochar avda la'ovdid kochavim, umes. Kansu b'no acharov. The case of a person who has a slave, that's a non-Jew, that is enslaved to a Jewish owner, and the rule of such a slave is very unique. V'lechlal Yisrael lo ba'u, they're partly Jewish, they do mitzvahs, but not all mitzvahs. And therefore, once they're obligated in mitzvahs, we have a vested interest that we can't have them just anywhere. They have to stay by a Jewish owner. This particular owner sold his non-Jewish slave, who's obligated in mitzvahs, to a non-Jew. The obligation upon the owner who did the selling is to purchase back the slave so that the slave is once again owned in the Jewish environment. If that owner would die before he gets to purchase back the slave, does the child have this obligation as well? Every day, the Eved is being withheld from mitzvahs. In a non-Jewish environment, we assume he can't do mitzvahs. So it's an obligation to buy him back. Imtim Salomar, another consideration. Kiven malachto b'moed. A person who postponed his harvesting until, lo and behold, it absolutely must be done immediately on Chol HaMoed, on the intermediate days. Now, we would take sanctions against a person who planned the crisis instead of harvesting before the holiday. He figured, during the holiday, I have a lot of free time, and I'll take care of it then. And if he planned it like that, that's not acceptable. Umes, but he died. Lo kansu b'no acharov, would we impose sanctions on the child? The sanctions on the father is we don't let him harvest. What would be the story regarding the child? So this is discussed. You'll note on the last line of the page, Libere lo kansu rabbanon, the rabbis did not impose a knas on the child. Let's go to Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin Yud Gimel in Yoredeya Sif Aleph. Also lahatel mum bebechor. A person is not allowed to make a mum in Bechor, and we've already described why a person would want to. Afilu ligram bo mum. You're not allowed to even cause it. Kigon litein devela al gabe ozno, as we described in the beginning of this session from the Gemara, to put something on the ear of the animal, kadesh yitlenu hakelev, so that the dog should be attracted and bite. V'yikta ozno ima, and he'll take a little bit of the ear with it, as uncomfortable as that might be, but that's this person's plan. V'masam, or he tells a non-Jew to make a mum in the animal. We'll see this, Mitzvah Shem, in tomorrow's session. Even if the non-Jew wasn't told, but he did it for you. But if it was done intentionally, or caused, you're not allowed to shech the animal because of such a mum, until another mum occurs, and that's the one you would rely on. That's the opinion of the Chachamim, the more lenient opinion in our Mishnah. V'imes, what happens if he dies, and now his son inherits? Do these sanctions, that even though there's a mum here, you're still not allowed to use it until a new mum occurs? The fact is, there's a mum. It's only because of sanctions that you can't use it. What happens with the child? Ein kotzin b'no acharav, the Mechaber says, we do not impose it on the child. El shochtin oso al yado, as far as the child goes, if he's the person in possession now, because of inheritance, he's allowed to shecht the animal based on that mum that was illicitly arrived upon. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.